L'autora il·lustradora finlandesa Linda Liukas és l'encarregada de tancar l'IT World Edu, aquest congrés d'educació i tecnologia que s'ha fet al Teatre Auditori. Linda Liukas, bona tarda. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How important will coding be for our kids?
I think it's going to be akin to learning to read or write, but not only coding, being curious and fearless toward technology. So it's one thing to learn to write the syntax of code, but a whole other thing to learn to think like a programmer thinks. So for instance, take big problems and make it in them into smaller problems, or think about what kind of jobs computers are good at and what kind of things humans are good at. And I think we're actually lacking the word that describes all of these practices and concepts, and coding is definitely one of them.
Maybe education in general has been a bit too slow to react to all the changes that have been happening in the society and in with the technology and the environment where our kids are developing themselves.
I completely disagree. I think it's a really good thing that educational systems are a little bit slow, and here's the reasoning for that, because I think it would be a scary world where one app developer from Silicon Valley could radically change the way we educate and teach our kids. I don't think that educational systems should stay the same, and I think they need to adapt to the times. But all these difficult and frustrating conversations that probably in this conference two people are having are really important to be able to make sure that it's not only a very narrow group of people who get to decide how our kids are educated.
Which is the key to teach programming to a kid? Do they have to change a bit the normal scheme of things?
I think the most important thing when you think about learning programming is to teach two things. First of all, curiosity, that programming is like any other skill. You learn it by doing and by finding a subject that interests you. I learned programming by making home pages for idols I had at a young age, and I've heard a lot of programmers learn by being self-taught. And the other thing I would teach for kids is persistency, because a very integral part of learning programming is just failing over and over again and having the persistency to debug your code and find the mistake. So instead of focusing on sort of the syntax of code, like how do you write a loop in a programming language, I would focus on the thinking skills that programmers need in order to write the code.
Normally, teaching to kids or educating kids involves a lot of magic and imagination and all the tales and the fairy tales. And how does it interact with programming, which in first place it looks like a very schematic thing?
Yeah, I wish a book like this existed when I was a little girl, because I was a girl who loved stories and fairy tales and adventure, and I think there's a lot of little girls and boys like that too. And when I started to learn programming, I ran into the same problem, like why is there so little intersection or like area between software and storytelling. So every time I would like study computer science books, I would try to imagine how the complicated concepts would be explained by a six-year-old. So I would run into words like object-oriented programming or, I don't know, like JavaScript or HTML5, and I would try to imagine how a little girl would explain these concepts. And the programming language I was practicing at the time was called Ruby on Rails, so the girl's name became Ruby, and that's how the book was born out of these doodles at the margins of my computer science books. And yeah, it was a really successful approach, because I don't think many people had thought that like stories are a really good way for us to learn about ourselves, about each other and the world around us, and no one had really brought it into the technology world before me. So clearly there's a need to explain technology in a way that is approachable for different types of learners.
People who have seen code language, in raw code language, I mean all the those letters and claws and everything, how can you simplify that for a kid to understand?
Yeah, Yeah. So I start by explaining to them that actually programming is just giving instructions to a computer, but a computer needs different kinds of instructions than we humans. And in the book, there's a little story about Ruby, the fearless six-year-old who, when told that, hey, Ruby, you need to dress up really quickly, we're running late from school, she does dress up, but she leaves her pajamas on underneath the clothes because dad didn't first tell her to take the pajamas off. Or if Ruby is told that, oh, Ruby, your room is a mess, clean up all the toys, she does clean up the plush toys and the Legos, but she leaves the pens and papers on the floor because they are not really toys, come on. And this is the way I explain to kids that this is the way you give instructions to a computer. You need to be very careful when you name things. The instructions need to happen in the right order. You need to take into account all kinds of situations, like maybe someone has already their pajamas on. And then most importantly, even the biggest problems in the world are just tiny problems stuck together. And I think that's the mindset of a programmer. And if the kids can learn that at a young age, they will have no trouble picking up real programming languages later.
Did you imagine that Hello Ruby would get that big?
No, I started the book as a side project, writing it for the parents, the programmer parents I knew who wanted to talk about their sort of profession for their kids. Then the Kickstarter campaign happened, which gathered almost $400,000 worth of pre-orders for a book that at the time didn't exist. This was 4 or 5 years ago, and today the book has been translated into 25 different languages. So I spent most of my year traveling from Korea to Australia to here in Barcelona. And the final surprise for me has been how much school teachers have embraced the book and how much educational systems really want to democratize skills around technology and coding.
And the last question, are you planning on a Hello Ruby for people like me who has not learned programming at all and has no idea but needs to adapt a bit but without all the complications for the adult programming learning?
I think best children's books work at different stages of life. So I still read some of the books I grew up with, like the Moomin books by Tove Jansson, and they hopefully have messages that resonate still with adults. So I've had adults come to me and say that I read Hello Ruby as a friendly introduction into computer science. So I think I'm going to focus on sort of the kid angle, but the books are usable for adults. And then the other side of the answer is that there are so many cool resources out there for anyone to be able to learn for free computer science. So this is one of the beautiful things about the internet. You can study computer science led by MIT, Stanford, and Harvard, really charismatic professors for free. If you just put into Google computer science and free courses, you'll find a lot of really amazing resources.
Linda Lucas, thank you very much. We'll try to give it an opportunity as an adult also to this Hello Ruby, and thank you for speaking to us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.